Bill, I'm going to ask you a straightforward question. And I'd like to have a straightforward answer.
Yes, sir.
Isn't it true that you have, perhaps unwillingly, acquired a certain harmful habit through association with certain undesirable people?
Dr. Carroll, as principal of the Lakeside High School, did you, during the last 3 months, notice any changes in the demeanor and attitude of your student, William Hopper?
Yes, in a number of things. For example, at times disassociation of ideas.
Didn't take that new kid long to catch on.
Don't take any of them long.
On the subject of narcotics in general, the dread marijuana in particular. No doubt many of you do not believe that these things do happen, that they cannot happen to you. You may also believe that the facts have been exaggerated.
Just be a minute, kid.
Hey, Jack, get me a cigarette before you go, will you?
Oh, dear. If you want a good smoke, try one of these.
Your Honor, in this case, the state waives trial of the defendant, Ralph Wiley. It is convinced that he is hopelessly and incurably insane, a condition caused by the drug marijuana to which he was addicted. It is recommended, Your Honor, that the defendant be placed in an institution for the criminally insane for the rest of his natural life.
Hello, Jack.
Hi, boss.
How's business?
Getting better every day. Those kids sure go for it.
Well,
here is a most tragic case.
Yes, I remember.
Just a young boy. Under the influence of the drug, he killed his entire family with an axe.
I gotta make some deliveries, and I'll probably drop by Joe's place and bring back a couple of the kids.
Oh, I wish you'd lay off those kids.
Oh, why don't you get over that mother complex?
And more vicious, more deadly, even than these soul-destroying drugs, is the menace of marijuana. There is no doubt that there is an organized gang distributing the narcotic to students, not only in my school, but all over the city. You government men have got to find some way to put an end to it.
Of course, I agree with you, Dr. Carroll. But do you realize that marijuana is not like other forms of dope? You see, it grows wild in almost every state in the Union. Therefore, there is practically no interstate commerce in the drug. As a result, the government's hands are tied.
Let's go, Jack. I'm red hot.
Better be careful how you drive it. The first thing you know, you'll be ice cold.
Listen, you never heard no beef when I had to sell that rotten gin.
You're after the dough, aren't you?
Yeah, but I don't need dough that bad. Taking two-bit pieces from kids.
There are millions of two-bit pieces just begging to be taken. Don't be a dope.
I'm just dope enough to draw the line selling hopper, kids.
The weed marijuana is grown in every state in the Union. Recently, in the city of Brooklyn, New York, a field of marijuana was found behind a tenement court. The weed was here being cultivated, regularly stripped and dried and sold in schools and at government army posts in and around New York.
That's better. That's more like it. I know you like that. Really, you will. Now just take a puff of it.
The dried leaves and berries are ground up and made into cigarettes by a simple hand machine. The deadly narcotic is thus quickly and easily prepared for its market.
All you gotta do is keep them from having too many reefers.
And we can express only the hope that your experiences may not alone keep you, but thousands of others from the vicious pitfalls of marijuana.